Last night, Georgia carried out its 9th execution of 2016. That's more than any other state this year. William Sally was put to death after the state Supreme Court unanimously denied his request for a stay. Witnesses to the execution said that Sally apologized for the 1990 murder of his father-in-law and asked for forgiveness. Death penalty opponents usually recognize an execution with a vigil, and they were there at a vigil last night. Stephanie Stokes was there, too.
About 40 people stood outside the steps of the state capitol to sing, pray, and read off names the state has put to death. The vigil marking the execution of William Sally was their 9th this year, the most since Murphy Davis started these gatherings almost 40 years ago.
The rest of the country is turning against the death penalty. Georgia is running just pell-mell in the opposite direction.
Davis is with a Catholic Open Door community. Many here are affiliated with faith groups. Even though this year's executions have made these vigils almost a monthly occurrence, these people say they'll continue to protest until the death penalty's gone. William Sally was convicted of murdering his father-in-law, John Lee Moore, in 1990. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.